بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. May the peace, blessings and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon you all. Once again, respected listeners, it's another episode of this program, the Jannah program on your favorite learning station, Radio Islam International. My name is Sameh Jad, and engineering for me for today, Brother Ziyad. Inshallah, we will be in your company in this hour, taking your calls for the meaning of Muslim names, translations of Arabic nasheeds, as well as the drama stories of the pious, and also some of the masnoon du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and some of the ma'thur du'a of the sahaba, the tabi'een, and pious people. This is just a quick lineup on the program for today, and we start as usual learning some of the du'as, and the du'a which we are learning today is a du'a for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make you not in debt, to make you, if you have debts to people or if you're not rich, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us some du'as that we can say, we can pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through these du'as, and it helps us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will pay your debts inshallah, will help you to pay your debts in a sense that He will assist you, He will make you inshallah rich to pay these debts inshallah. It's narrated in Tabarani that Sayyidina Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Sayyidina Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu, ألا أعلمك دعاء تدعو به لو كان عليك مثل جبل أحد دينا لأداه الله عنك. قل يا معاذ, اللهم مالك الملك, تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء, بيدك الخير, إنك على كل شيء قدير, رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما, تعطيهما من تشاء وتمنع منهما من تشاء, ارحمني رحمة تغنيني بها عن رحمة من سواك. The sanad is good here for this hadith, very good sanad, and says the statement or the translation of this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Sayyidina Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu, should I teach you a dua that if you have a debt which is equal to the mountain of Uhud, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help you to pay that debt. Say, O Mu'az, Allahumma malik al-mulk, tu'ti al-mulka man tasha' wa tanzi'u al-mulka mimman tasha'. O Allah, you are the ruler and the owner of all the kingdom. You give the kingdom to whom you will, and you take it away from whom you will. Wa tu'izzu man tasha' wa tuzillu man tasha', and you elevate the one whom you will, and you humiliate the one whom you will. You put down the one whom you will. بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير. In your hand is all the good, and verily you are able of doing everything. رحمن الدنيا والآخرة. You are the most merciful of this dunya and the آخرة. ورحيمهما, and the most kind. تعطيهما من تشاء. You give it to whom you will, and you وتمنع منهما من تشاء, and you deprive from, you deprive it from whom you will. ارحمني رحمة تغنيني بها عن رحمة من سواك. Have mercy upon me, a mercy or such a mercy that is sufficient for me, that I do not need any other mercy from any other person except you, Ya Allah. And this hadith is good. Then this is one hadith regarding paying of debts. Then there is another dua also that is taught by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. Once Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, إني قد عجزت عن كتابتي فأعني, that I have some debts and I'm unable to pay these debts, Ya Rasulullah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ألا أعلمك كلمات, should I teach you some words? He said, say, قل اللهم اكفني بحلالك عن حرامك واغنني بفضلك عمن سواك. O Allah, make your halal sufficient for me than to go to haram. وأغنني بفضلك عمن سواك, and enrich me from your grace so that I do not need or depend on any other person. Also this hadith is Hasan and narrated in Tirmidhi. Beautiful two hadiths. We've mentioned the two du'as once again, and indeed you can say both of them or one of them as well, and it's a very beautiful du'a for paying debts. اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء, بيدك الخير, إنك على كل شيء قدير, رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما, تعطيهما من تشاء وتمنع منهما من تشاء. ارحمني رحمة تغنيني بها عن رحمة من سواك. اللهم اكفني بحلالك عن حرامك، واغنني بفضلك عمن سواك.
نزهة المؤمن الفكر، نزهة المؤمن العبر، نحمد الله وحده، نحن كل على خطأ.
نحمد الله وحده، نحن كلنا على خطر. نزهة المؤمن الفكر، لذة المؤمن العبر، نحمد الله وحده، نحن كلنا على خطر. رب لاه وعمره قد تقضى وما شعر، رب لاه وعمره قد تقضى وما شعر. رب عيش قد كان فوق المنى مولق الزهر، رب عيش قد كان فوق المنى مولق الزهر.
Beautiful nasheed from the CD Ya Abid al-Haramain Law Absartana. And this nasheed says Nuzhatul Mu'min al-Fikr Ladhatul Mu'min al-Ibar Nahmadullaha wahdahu Nahnu kullun ala khatar. The best of times for the believer is when he ponder about the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his creations around him. Then the nasheed says, and indeed we take heed from the stories of the past, and we thank and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, for all of us are facing many dangers and many calamities and problems in this life. Then she'd go further and says, maybe someone is playing and enjoying the life and his time, his lifespan is ended and he doesn't know. And he may be dying after one day, 1 hour, and he doesn't know that his time is up. And he's enjoying his life, eating, drinking and sitting with family while death is very near.
تابا لو بالقليل من القليل، تابا لو بالقليل من القليل، وهي الزاد للسفر الطويل، وهي الزاد للسفر الطويل.
تابا لو بالقليل من القليل، تبلغ بالقليل من القليل، وهي الزاد للسفر الطويل، وهي الزاد للسفر الطويل.
وطاعته غنى الدارين فالذم، وطاعته غنى.
أسامة الصافي singing this wonderful nasheed, تبلغ بالقليل من القليل وهيئ زاد للسفر الطويل. Be satisfied with this little in this life, the little enjoyment of this life, and prepare provision for the long journey. In the obedience of Allah, you will win both lives, this life and the year after, and in the pride of any humiliated servants. In the obedience of Allah, you will win both lives, this life and the year after. And in the disobedience of Allah, there is shame, fire, distant from Allah and being humiliated.
فلا تعصي إلهك وأطعه تعشي إلهك وأخاه دواما علة تحظى بالقبول دواما علة تحظى بالقبول تبلغ بالقليل من القليل.
Then the Shirgu Ferdinand says, do not disobey Allah your Lord. Obey Him always so that you gain His pleasure. May Allah send peace, salutations at all times upon Taha, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the guide, the seal of the messengers.
على طه البشير بكل خير ختام الرسل والهدي الدليل وصلى ربنا في كل حين وسلم بالغدو وبالأصيل على طه البشير.
22 minutes past the hour of 11 o'clock and you're listening to Radio Islam International. Right now, inshallah, we'll be listening to the drama story of the pious, after which we'll be taking your calls for the meaning of Muslim names. Stay with us. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam, Sheikh. Come eat with me.
Jazakallah khairan. I will take one samosa.
No, no, no. Sit and eat, Sheikh. Didn't the Prophet say, Ta'amul ithnain yakfi al-arba'a? That food for two enough for four by blessings of Allah?
Sadaqa Rasulullah. I want to invite you for lunch by my house one day, inshallah. What are you doing tomorrow?
I'm going to visit some family members in the morning.
Say, inshallah.
Insha'Allah.
Always don't forget to say Insha'Allah before doing anything in the future.
Is there any specific guidelines regarding this?
Yes. Allah said in the Quran, وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ لِشَيْءٍ إِنِّي فَاعِلٌ ذَلِكَ غَدًا إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ. Don't say, I will do this tomorrow, but say, if Allah wills, I will do this tomorrow. Because everything happens by the will of Allah and His Qudrat.
Jazakallah for the advice, Sheikh.
You know what? This is actually reminding me of the story of Juha and Amir.
I'm sure it's an interesting story. What is it about?
There were three Muslim workers in Andalusia carrying goods on the back of the donkeys. This was their job every day.
Wait. Where is Andalusia?
It is a region in the south of Spain today. As you know, Muslims ruled Spain more than 600 years, in which it became the most advanced country in the world.
Yes, I read about this.
So anyway, back to our story. The three workers were Amir, who was a very pious and brave man. And then the second one, his name was Juha. He was a very jealous man. And the other one was called Shakir, who was good. But he had no resolve, no willpower at all.
Job is the most difficult job in the world.
Why, Joha? You always complain.
Can't you see? Every day in the morning, we carry the goods of others and place it on top of our donkeys and run behind it for many kilos until we deliver them. I'm tired.
Say Alhamdulillah, Joha. What can we do? This is the only job we can do.
If you're not happy with your job, Joha, then why don't you go learn something else?
Yes, I am going to do this. I can't bear any more patience carrying goods of others I'm going now to the bazaar. I will take all my savings and buy a cart. And both of you, stay running behind your donkeys.
Say inshallah, Johar, if Allah wills.
Why will I say inshallah? The money is in my pocket. And the cards are lying there in the bazaar. See you, friends.
Johar came back.
I don't see with him any cart. Johar! Johar!
What happened, Johar? Why did you not buy the cart?
Inshallah, my money got stolen.
Didn't we tell you, say inshallah?
It looks like I will live and die running behind my donkey and carrying the goods of others.
As for me, inshallah, I will learn a new job. And one day, inshallah, I hope I will be the Khalifa of the entire Muslim land.
What? Khalifa? You are dreaming.
Don't hope so much, Amir. How can a worker on a donkey become the Khalifa?
Inshallah, I will be. By Allah's will and Qudrat, I will be. Don't you believe that Allah is able to do everything? We just need to trust Him, depend on Him, and have good resolve and faith.
I wish for you all the best, Amir. I knew you as a good person.
If this donkey becomes a Khalifa, then you, Amir, will be.
Johar, stop mocking at him. Nothing impossible when Allah wills.
Leave him, Shakir. He won't change his mind, because he doesn't want to change. But as for me, inshallah, I will be the Khalifa.
All the best, Amir. All the best, my friend. But what will you give me when you become the Khalifa?
Well, what do you want me to give you if I become the Khalifa?
Let me think. I want a garden, very big garden.
This is easy. What else?
And I want a palace.
Okay, inshallah. I will give you this too. Anything else?
Yes, 1,000 golden dinar.
Inshallah, I will give you all this.
Hey, you have a big imagination, both of you. Shakir, wake up. This is your friend, Amir, who runs behind the donkey every day.
Johar, suppose that I become the Khalifa. What would you want from me?
You are dreaming, Amir. Be realistic. It is impossible for a poor worker carrying goods on the back of his donkey to become the Khalifa.
Come on, just suppose. Suppose I become the Khalifa. What will be your wish so that I may do it for you?
My wish? Put me on a donkey upside down and let your soldiers call out in the towns, "This is Johar, the unfortunate man." Impossible. You are dreaming, you guys. You are dreaming.
Days went by, and Amir left his job and went to another town where they were selecting soldiers for the police. He applied and was accepted for his bravery and strength which he gained from carrying the goods.
This is interesting. So then what happened?
Few years later, he was promoted and became the chief of the police, and he gained the trust of the Khalifa and his family. And when the Khalifa died, the wife of the Khalifa chose him to be the guardian over her small prince, who was only 11 years old. Amir was doing all the work of the Khalifa and served the small prince. And later on, when the enemies from north of Spain attacked the Muslim land, Amir showed a great bravery in defeating them. Thus, he was chosen the real Khalifa.
What a steadfast man.
Yes, he enjoyed a very strong willpower, and he believed that by the will of Allah, he can do anything he intends to do.
So when he became Khalifa, did he send for his friends?
Yes, this is exactly what happened. He sent his soldiers to the same place
and gave them the features and the names of his two friends.
Mawlana Amir al-Mu'mineen!
Did you find them?
Yes, Your Majesty. We have found them in the same place and brought them.
Let them enter.
What was the Khalifa want from us?
I did nothing wrong. Let's wait and see.
Come in, come in.
Assalamu alaikum, Your Majesty.
Wa alaikum assalam, Joha. Wa alaikum assalam, Shakir. Come in, come closer to me.
Ah, you, my friend Amir.
Amir? Can't be! Impossible!
Don't you remember me, Joha?
Huh? Your Majesty? Amir, our friend? How did you become the Khalifa?
Because I believed that with the will of Allah, I can be what I wish, only if I want to. But you hate to say inshallah, and you never want to change. That's why, after 40 years, my soldiers found you in the same place, doing the same work, without any progress.
I always made dua for you, Amir.
Shakir, you also need to have resolve and trust in Allah's power. It is not enough to say, I believe, while you are not acting on what you believe. If you don't add to this life, then you are useless in this life.
Yes, my friend, I agree with you. I wasted a lot of my time, and I was lazy to improve myself, while everything around me moves and improves.
Exactly, Shakir. But I didn't forget your wish.
Wish? What wish?
I want you now, in front of all my ministers, tell them your wish which I asked you to say 40 years ago.
I remember. I asked you for a garden.
Granted for you. A garden in the south of your town. What else you asked for?
A house.
No, a palace. I grant you a palace in the middle of your town. Here is the keys. What else?
Jazakallah, Jazakallah. This is so much, Your Majesty.
What else? Speak, so that I may keep my promise.
I asked you for 1,000 golden dinars.
Here it is. Take it.
Jazakallah khairan, Your Majesty. May Allah reward you.
And you, Joha, what was your wish?
I beg your pardon, Your Majesty. That was a long time ago.
Don't say I forget. Speak up in front of the ministers. What was your wish?
I said if you become the Khalifa, I want you to put me on a donkey, upside down, and let your soldiers call out, this is Joha, the unfortunate man.
Soldiers, you have heard his wish. Take him and fulfill it for him.
I'm sorry, Your Majesty. Forgive me, I'm sorry. Please forgive me.
Take him,
please,
and do as he wished exactly, so that he knows that Allah, ala kulli shay'in qadir, he is able of doing what he wills.
Subhanallah, what a wonderful story. Inshallah. See? Inshallah. I accept your invitation for lunch, Sheikh.
Inshallah, tomorrow, Ijaz. Jazakallah for the food.
Save more with our Pick and Pay Low Price Carnival 2015. Pick and Pay White Sugar 2.5 kgs, R23.90. Danone Ultramel Long Life Vanilla 1 litre, R18.90. Nola Mayonnaise Assorted 730 to 780 grams, R16.90. Stork Country Spread 50% Fat Spread 1 kilogram tub. Buy 2 for 49 rand. Thanon, new today. Low fat yogurt. 1 kilogram. Buy any 2 for 39.50 rand. Save more with our Pick and Pay Low Price Carnival 2015. Prices valid 29 October to the 1st of November.
The Johannesburg Muslim School in Fordsburg invites suitably qualified and experienced teachers to apply for the following vacancies for the year 2016. Afrikaans, intermediate and senior phase. Accounting, FET. Minimum requirements, teaching diploma or degree. Must be SACE compliant. 3 years plus teaching experience in the relevant subject. Interested candidates may forward a comprehensive CV to JMS, corner of Bree Street and Burkhardhof Street, Fordsburg, or email secretaryb1@jhbmuslimschool.co.za. Telephone number 011-838-2559. Closing date for applications, 6 November 2015. Only shortlisted candidates will be notified and interviewed.
Yo ya no quiero, gracias.
Yo voy a decir para mí, es aquí es un buen jugador.
Está bien, me rindo.
No matter where you come from or what language you speak, Berra's Motor Spares is the place to go. We stock motor spares and car accessories of high standards at an impressive price. Years of experience in the motor spares industry ensures that you get the best advice. Berra's Motor Spares, 48 Peter 8th Avenue, Alberton North.
Call us on 011-901-3100.
Devlin Cash & Carry. We are wholesalers of groceries and household products. For all your business and household needs, trust us for the best deals in the market. Devlin Cash & Carry, the place where you pay less and always get more. Kona Klepkas and Piston Road, Devlin. Contact us on 011-989-8800.
Madrasa Solihat, a girls' institution situated on 30 Bird Street, Mayfair, under the supervision of Maulana Rafiq Haturani, ensure that your child seizes this golden opportunity. Courses offered include 4-year Alima classes, HIFS classes, and grade 8 and grade 9 schooling available for girls in the afternoon, which is run independently. Please note, a full-time secretary is required. For more information, please contact 082-213-7678. For school inquiries, contact 082-295-4795 or 011-837-9822. Madrasa Solihat, striving to impart a high level of Islamic education while great emphasis is placed on tarbiyah.
Have you recently read the official Jamiat publication, Ar-Rashid? It is packed with global Islamic news, political perspective, valuable advice from Islamic luminaries, highlights of Islamic historical sites, and plenty more. Visit a Jamiat office in your area and get the latest copy today. Jamiat Ulama South Africa. Serving Allah by serving His creation.
The Jamiatul Ulema of South Africa presents a seminar on challenges faced by spouses in polygamous marriages and the fiqh of intimacy, etiquettes, prohibitions, health matters, etc. strictly for married couples on Sunday, the 1st of November 2015 from 9:30 a.m. up until Dhuhr at Nurul Islam Hall, Extension 5, Lanesia. Separate accommodation for ladies. Refreshments will be served. For more information, contact the offices on 011-852-4631. Brought to you by the Jamiatul Ulema South Africa, Da'wa wal Irshad.
رددي يا جبال رددي يا شهود أننا بالفعل نقتدي بالرسول رددي يا جبال رددي يا شهود أننا بالفعل نقتدي بالرسول رددي يا جبال رددي يا شهود أننا بالفعل نقتدي بالرسول رددي 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 أننا من أباة الأسود أسعد العالم وأضاء الوجود رددي أننا من أباة الأسود أسعد العالم وأضاء الوجود رددي أننا من أباة الأسود أسعد العالم وأضاء الوجود رددي 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 يا جبال رددي يا سهول أننا بالفعل نقتدي بالرسول رددي يا جبال رددي يا سهول أننا بالفعل نقتدي بالرسول رددي 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 رددي
يا شباب الهدى زمجروا كالرعود حرروا المسجد من طغاة اليهود يا شباب الهدى زمجروا كالرعود حرروا المسجد من طغاة اليهود يا شباب الهدى زمجروا كالرعود حرروا المسجد من طغاة اليهود رددي رددي رددي
Almost quarter to 12 and you're listening to Radio Islam International. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh and welcome to the Jannah program on your favorite listening station Radio Islam. We are discussing right now inshallah the meaning of Muslim names, so you can call us directly on the number 011-854-1548, 011-854-1548. You can also email us on a@radioislam.co.za, on a@radioislam.co.za. Inshallah, it's a calling program. The lines are open now, and you can call us directly on this number. We'll be helping you and giving you the meaning of these names in today's program. In each program, we recommend that we give good names to our children. The good names or the Islamic names are these names that carry good meanings. So, of course, names of Sahaba, names of pious people, names of Tabi'een, all these are considered good names and we can keep it, we can give it to our children, inshallah. Names in Arabic is recommended as well, but it must have good meaning. Names of Sahaba, names of Tabi'een, names of Prophets, names that comes in the Quran. This is considered, inshallah, good names and we can keep it, we can give it to our children. In each program, we recommend that we also give some recommendations of names in each program. But we'll come back to that after taking this call. Assalamu alaikum.
Salaam.
I'm listening to?
Yeah, my name is Sumaya.
Sister Sumaya, where are you calling us from? Where are you calling from?
Newcastle.
And what's your question?
The name is Sumaya, Husna, and Hamna.
The first one is Sumaya. Sumayya means elevated and noble. It's a good name and it's a Sahabiya, one of the female companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The other one, Husna, it's also a good name. It means beautiful. And then the last one is Hamna, which means a girl with reddish complexion. Right, sister?
Jazakallah.
Right, Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum. We're waiting for your calls on 011-854-1548, 011-854-1548. You can, inshallah, call us now. The lines are open and you can call this number to know the meaning of your name, 011-854-1548. While waiting for your calls, we'll be recommending some names for both boys and girls, inshallah. First name for boy, this time, Kareem. The name Kareem is a good name and it means generous and honored person as well. That's Kareem for a boy. And Kareem is an Arabic name. Recommend it for a boy. You can write it in English, K-A-R-E-E-M. In Arabic, it's Kaf Ra Ya Meem, Kareem. You can also keep Abdul Kareem. Al-Kareem is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? This is a boy name, Kareem. And if you want to make it for female, you will just add a feminine ta at the end, so it will become Kareema. Kareema, a girl. For a girl named Kareema, and Kareema means same meaning, generous, kind, and also it refers to the person who is honored as well. Right, another name, the name Haytham is a boy name also. Haytham, Ha Ya Tha and Meem, Haytham, and Haytham refers to the eagle. It's called Haytham in Arabic. The eagle or the hawk is called in Arabic Haytham. It refers to the person who is brave, like a hawk. And it's a good name, of course. Then we have a caller online. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Yes, I'm listening.
Wa alaikum salam.
Yes, what's your question?
What is the meaning of Muawiyah?
Muawiyah is a good name. And Muawiyah means clever like a fox. And it's a Sahabi name.
Okay, jazakallah.
Jazakumullah khair. Let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum.
Waalaikum salam.
Yes, I'm listening. What's your question?
What's the meaning of Mumtaz?
Mumtaz means excellent.
Okay.
Right? Jazakumullah khair. Let's take the next call. Okay, we're still waiting for your calls. 011-854-1548. Another name we recommended, but this time for female, the name Sharifa. Sharifa, it's a female name, means pure, virtuous, the name Sharifa also means noble, and it's a good name for a girl, Sharifa. Sharifa is a good name for a girl. In Arabic, the spelling is Sheen Ra, Ya Fa, and Raun Ta. Sharifa. Sharifa. It's a good name indeed. That's Sharifa for female. Don't forget, you can email us, inshallah. The email is onair@radioislam.co.za. You can ask all your questions related to names. We'll be helping you, inshallah. I got some email here. The email asks many names. One is Osama, which is a Sahabi name, the name Sayyidina Usama ibn Zayd radiallahu an, and Usama means brave like a lion, and the spelling is correct. Usaid, also a Sahabi name for a male, we recommend it as well. Usaid, which means brave like a lion. Both Usama and Usaid means lion, but different names for lions in Arabic. He said that Arabic language is very rich when it comes to vocabs, so many names can have some names in English can have many words in Arabic, like the name the lion, for example. Usama is one of the names of the lion, and Usaid also is one of the names of the lion. Then we have the name Asma, which is a name of a Sahabiya, means elevated and noble, and Asma is a name of Sayyida Asma binti Abi Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anha. Then Binyamin, the person of the right side, and this is a prophet name according to some narrations. He is the son of Prophet Yaqub alayhi salam, one of the sons of Prophet Yaqub alayhi salam, Binyamin. The name Taskeen means safe and peace. Taskeen means safe and peace. Not very common with this spelling, however it's okay to be kept. And the proper one is to say Sakina. Sakina means stability, and it's a good name, and one of the granddaughters of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sakina. Right. Then we have the name Hasna, means beautiful. Hasna means beautiful. Hasna for a female, we recommend it. Hasna, H-A-S-N-A-A, means beautiful. Hasna, a female name. Then we recommend also Khalid. Khalid is also a good name, means a person who does so many of good deeds that doesn't come to an end. Literally, Khalid means immortal, but the metaphorical sense here is that this person does a lot of good deeds, and it's immortal in a sense that it's people still remember him with these good deeds. Remember the Sahabi Sayyidina Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu anhu was known for his bravery and his futuhat. Now, another name we recommend also, Hanzala. Hanzala is also a male name, Hanzala, and is a Sahabi name. And the name Hanzala is actually some fruits which can cure from some diseases. Hanzala is a good name for male. We have a call online. Let's take the call first, then come back to the names. Assalamu alaikum, caller.
Wa alaikum salam.
Please listen to me only from the telephone, and switch your radio off or make it soft. And tell me now, what's your question? Hello, can you hear me?
Si.
What's your question?
My question is, what is the name of Amara?
Amara means tolerant. Amara also means prosper.
Okay, jazakallah.
Right, jazakumullah khair. You have other callers, Zaid? We're waiting for your calls, inshallah, on 011-854-1548. Another name we're recommending, Shakila. A female name, a good name, means beautiful. Shakila means beautiful. S-H-A-K-E-E-L-A. Shakila, a female name, means beautiful. And Shakil for a male. Then we have Shahla. Shahla. It's Arabic name. Shahla refers to the person who is who have white hair. Refers to some people who have white hair. In a sense of beauty, of course. So they refer to as beautiful person metaphorically. Let's take the next... the next call, assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Yes, brother, what's your question?
I want to know what's the name of Almaz.
Almaz, it literally means the diamond. Almaz is the literal meaning of diamond, and it's a good name to be kept for female. Not very common, but it's okay name, and you can keep it.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The name Urwa, it's actually Urwa, not Urwa, but it's been written in English with a U, because there is no Ayn in English. But the proper pronunciation is Urwa. Urwa is a, some Sahaba got this name Urwa, and the name Urwa is a good name, of course. Some Tabi'een also got the name Urwa, and Urwa means someone who is strong on the deen. That's called Urwa. Metaphorical meaning, yeah. Fudail. Fudail is also a good name. Names of some Tabi'een, Fudail ibn Ayyad, and Fudail means liberal, Fudail means generous, Fudail is a good name for male, virtuous person as well. Then we move on to another name, and that is the name Layya. We spoke about it before. Layya means lenient and tender. Layya, lenient and tender. And Layya is of course a good name. Also, we can keep the name Layya for a girl. We have a call online. Let's take the call first. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam, Sheikh.
Ji.
I would like to ask, what does Hur al-Ayn mean?
Hur al-Ayn is the damsels in Jannah, the wives of the believers in Jannah. It's called Hur al-Ayn. Literally, Hur or Huriya refers to a beautiful woman. And it's a good name. And Al-Ayn means eye, literal meaning is eye. Refers to the people who will have wide eyes. Those wives in Jannah for the believers, they will have wide eyes. So they call Hur al-Ayn.
Sheikh Abdullah?
Sheikh means an old person or elder person or a scholar. And Abdullah means servant of Allah. You can keep Abdullah alone, means servant of Allah.
In
Qurratul Ayn means the coolness of the eye.
Jazakallah.
Right, Jazakumullah khair. Let's take another caller. Okay, we're still waiting for the call. While waiting, we recommend another name that came to us here via email. Lubna. Lubna is actually a tree. A tree in Arabic that have some milk which looks like honey. And is very sweet as well. So it refers metaphorically to that tree. Metaphorically, I mean to that girl who is beautiful and who is beneficial to others as well. That's Lubna, a female name, L-U-B-N-A, Lubna. Recommended. It's common Arabic name. And that tree also is common tree in Bilad al-Sham. Let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum. Yes, I'm listening.
What is the meaning of Amir?
Amir is a good name, means prosper, one who instruct, and it's a Sahabi name. Right?
Zainab?
Zainab means it's a kind of a tree that have very nice appearance. So we keep it in a sense that this is a beautiful person. And also Zainab is one of the daughters of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and one of the wives.
Okay.
Right? Jazakumullah khair. Let's take the next call. Okay, we're still waiting for the calls, and while waiting, we'll be taking some more names. Maryam. Maryam refers to the modest person, and also Maryam means flower. Hala. It's actually hala, not hala. There is hala and there is hala. Both are different pronunciation. Hala with a ha. However, they may have the same spelling in English. But that's the beauty of the Arabic, that the spelling in English doesn't really matter. What matters is the spelling in Arabic, because the spelling in Arabic is very clear, and there is only one way to spell in Arabic. In English, you can play with the spelling. Hala, if you pronounce it with a ha, hala, then it means the star or the light that surrounds the star. It refers to the shining person, the luminous person. That's hala with a ha. Then hala, hala, also spelled H-A-L-A. Hala means beautiful, sweet. Hala refers to the sweet. That's hala for a girl. Right? Both are for girls. Hala and hala. Jazakumullah khair. Right? We're waiting for the calls. 011-854-1548. We'll be taking the last two calls. And then we'll end the program, inshallah. The meaning of tamlikha. Tamlikha. Very strange name. Tamlikha. We'll try to get more information about this name after this call, inshallah. Let's take the call. Assalamu alaikum. Yes, I'm listening. What's your question?
What's the meaning of Zainab, Sasha, and Nafisha?
Let's take it one by one. The first one is Zainab, which means beautiful girl. The other one is Masiha, which means chosen or anointed.
And Sasha?
Say the name again.
Zahra.
Husna.
No, Zahra.
Zahra. Zahra means flower, flourishing and blossoming as well. And Zahra is a good name. And the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was titled Fatima al-Zahra.
And the meaning of Fatima?
Say again.
Fatima.
Fatima.
Okay.
Fatima means one who is weaned, and she was the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidah Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu anha. Ay jazakumullah khair. Do you have other calls? Okay, we don't have calls, but we're coming back to the names here. The name Tamlikha is actually a name of a boy, but we couldn't find the meaning for this name Tamlikha. Maybe you can look for more time, inshallah, to find the meaning, but it's not Arabic name. And it is said that that this was the name that is mentioned in the story of that person, Sahibul Jannatain. In the Quran, but the name itself is what wasn't mentioned in the Quran. But anyway, it's a narration, but not authentic to say that this was the name or not. But in any way, we will try to find the meaning for this name Tamlikha. Right. With that, we came to the end of our program for today. Jazakumullah khairan for listening to the Jannah program. Subhanaka Allahumma bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruk wa natubu ilayk. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.